Hello, hello, hello. I am here, Emnar. I have not learned German yet. I will keep on trying. Dude, learning Hungarian sounds awful, I'm gonna be honest. Isn't it not a Romance language? It's a Uralic language, right? Hungarian? Ergo Finnish, that's Uralic, right? All right. Just letting people filter in. You got a few more coming in still. Still people coming in. I'm still gonna wait a few more minutes, guys. Just letting people. Fireside keeps filling up. Well, Conrad, you can't order a pizza in Latin because Latin doesn't have a word for pizza. It's just that simple. Trust me, I was Publius. Put in Elysium what you're like, when they have you assume a name of the culture of the language you're learning. I was Publius Dublius. That was my Latin name. What was yours for? I was also Umberto Ramos for Spanish, so what was your assumed name? I think some of you are not taking this very seriously. I don't think all these names are real, guys. I think some of you have made up fake names for some reason. You were not Tabula Rasa. If your teacher named you that, yes, it was an insult. Blank slate. Stultist? Is that sounds fake too, but I don't know enough to say it's not. All right. Seems like we're just gonna keep adding people, but I'm gonna go ahead and start anyway. Don't wanna make you guys wait forever. So I'm not gonna bury the lead. I'm gonna lead off with the big news. We are switching to a jump clone deployment. It means we are going to match Pandemic Horde's arrangement, which means that roughly 40 minutes after this fireside, we will start move ops back to Delve. We will be leaving behind Tech Fleet, Moshmasters, and Dreadnoughts. So this is mandatory. Everyone needs to have a jump clone in DO6H. Leave those doctrines behind. Do not take Dreadnoughts home. Do not take Tech Fleet home. Do not take Moshmasters. We are not ending the war, but we are matching the arrangement of Pandemic Horde. The reason we're doing this is because we've come and done what we said we were going to do. We killed four Keep Stars, and in doing so, we did a lot of things they said we couldn't do. They said you can't take down a Keep Star under a jammer. You have to hold the system for 35 days and jam it out and do it in complete, quote unquote, safety. They said it was impossible. We did that. They said you can't gate supers into the system. We did that too. They said you can't take down a Keep Star in Chinese time zone. We did that four times and we outformed Frat. So we've done a lot of things they said that they couldn't do. I'm excited to see what new kind of spin they come up with to say how they are winning when they aren't. But I guarantee you there'll be something. They keep saying what we can't do, we keep doing it, and that's the difference between us and them. Now, before I go hard into them, I do want to give some credit to some of them. I want to shout out Fraternity. I think they fought very hard. They've shown kind of grit that real quality alliances have. And surprisingly to me, I want to shout out NC Dot. Especially at the start of the campaign, they were really surprisingly strong and willing to commit to objectives. Like that's something that I respect in all alliances that do it, and they showed that. So I don't want to go out and say that these people didn't show something when they did. So credit to them. Both of them fought very hard. Who I give no credit to is Pandemic Horde. Here's what is something I want you to do. In Elysium, go ahead and write out wars that Pandemic Horde has won. I'll wait. I was thinking about this. The only wars that Horde has won have been just absolute dunks with no chance of losing. And even the ones that were supposed to be dunks, they lost some of them. How did they get their current space? Like they took renter space. That's what they lived in. When they took tribute, they used PL, NC, and Horde to gang up on Test and kick them out. Like those are the feathers in your cap, is that you took renter space and you kicked Test out with the overwhelming force. Even this like war in the south, quote unquote, the one where Fyro was kicked out, they went around behind closed doors asking everyone, arranging deals so that they could do it. And I thought that was a really dumb move, and it was a really dumb move to backstab the people they had just been allied with. But they weren't even willing to backstab them without making a deal with a bunch of people, which just shows what what they stand for, which is the easiest wins or nothing at all. And so that's why you see them losing like they do. They fought us twice in X-47 in 2018. They lost twice. They tried to evict us in Delve. They lost. And then they tried to repeat history, fight us in X-47 again, and they lost again. And by the way, that last fight, you guys were there. We had two Typhoon fleets tied behind our backs. You look at the BR on that fight where we were darn near even, and see the numbers even. We had two Typhoon fleets shooting the Keepstar the whole time, and we still killed the Keepstar and basically came even on the BR. I know we don't care about that, but it's worth pointing out that even when they have all these advantages, they can't do it. So I want to go ahead after that. I want to go ahead and thank some people. I want to thank a lot of people from our side who have contributed. So if your name is called, you're here, X up for cheers or jeers, people. Give them the credits. Off the top of my head, I wanted to thank Brodog from Recon, Officer Kat Von Kat, and Debashti. Those three Recon guys for me have been amazing. So if you guys are here, X up, and people can boo you or cheer you. There we go. I wanted to shout out Contan. Contan, are you here? He did a Secret Scroll project. I'm not going to say what he did, but he was really instrumental in helping out during this war. On the FC side, I wanted to shout out Zintage. Zintage was putting in a huge amount of effort. I wanted to shout out Pro God Legend. I know that's the weirdest shout out we've probably ever had, but Pro God Legend doing a great job for Goons was amazing. Sonrir, he really stepped up. Really appreciated him. Jason Yusey from helped us and Drakaris. From Sigma, Death Rosen, he was doing a great job. Sigma itself really stepped up. Obviously from Initiative, Darkshines is a huge ally and a big help to me personally. So I always appreciate working with him. From Cord, we had a lot of help, but Admire Miri, I remember, you know, in Chinese time zone, he's been a huge help. Collectively, I want to say thanks to the Cord team. Black Hand, we can't credit people individually, but Black Hand's huge. And I want to thank all of you, Alpha Fleets, everyone who showed up for Alpha Fleets, you guys saw the result of that. They tried to come into Delspace, and I think they ended up killing two out of the doors, something like that. Alpha Fleets were huge. So if you have an Alpha, X up. If you did an Alpha, X up. Now I crashed the server. Excellent. Another group I wanted to thank was Procurement. Imagine a group getting me 1,000 Lashaks, and then I say, hey, I want 500 Typhoons. Can I have those in a couple days? And then they deliver. It's really impressive and awesome to have something like that. Mr. Ranger, bombing and coordination. He was awesome. We've had awesome scouts. You know, we say joint scouts. Some people I can think of off the top of my head. Dakota Holtgard. I don't know how to say his name. Jebity. I think he just made his name hard for me to say. Ice Killer. Abe Raven. Those guys were awesome. Gooniversity. Miss Tierra. Black Ops. Did a lot of work during this war. So, G-Saw, I love those dudes. Always appreciate them. Thank you, G-Saw, for your hard work. So there's a lot of people I want to thank. That's just the list I can come up with like right now. There are a lot more people who put a lot of effort into this war. So we are not done, obviously. There are a lot of options. We're going to a jump clone deployment. If Horde does a full deploy, then we're happy to match that. Maybe we won't go to the same place we deployed before, but we will be willing to do just that if we need to. We can go full deploy wherever we decide to go. Black Hand, I already did shout out, so there you go. And then I'll answer the question, Demon, what ships stay behind? We're leaving Tech Fleet, we're leaving Moshmasters, the Hurricanes, and we're leaving Dreadnoughts. Supers and Titans will come home. Carriers can come home too. Yep. Okay, guys, I do have one. Everything else I just listed comes home. If I didn't list them, you can bring them home. Okay, guys, I have one thing. It's sad news, and I know we've just been shouting out people, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention this. Some of you guys may know Ektor. He passed away. He was only 49 years old, and we're going to miss him. We're doing a Sino Vigil directly after this on the DO6H Keepstar. So we'll be doing that. And then afterwards, we'll be doing a move up home. So immediately after this, we're going to say rest in peace, Ektor. We're going to do a sign of vigil right now. And then about 30 minutes after that, we will start a move up home. So thank you guys for coming. I will see you outside of the DO6H Keepstar in a few minutes. And yes, if a non-blue comes to the Keepstar, please do not shoot them. Let them light their sino. I mean, if they shoot you, that's fine. But please do not... please do not shoot any non-blues who come to help remember him. That's all for now, guys. I will be, if you want to come hang out on Op 1 while we do our vigil, you're welcome to. And please unlock now, and I will talk to you all next week.